This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer, and it is a tragic day for many Camarillo residents. Homes have been burned down in the Mountain Fire.
My son's homeless now, just like we are, and we're taking it an hour at a time. I have no idea what we're doing tomorrow, but I do need some clothes.
The fires burned more than 20,000 acres. That's about 31 square miles. Governor Newsom has declared a state of emergency. Emily Valdez in one of the worst hit neighborhoods, Las Poses.
Greg came back up to Old Coach Road to confirm what he already suspected.
My house is gone.
He said it happened so fast, the power went out, so he wasn't able to check and see where the fire was.
When we were told to evacuate, they told us we had 20 minutes, that it was coming down the hill this way, and grabbed our medication and the dogs and dog food, and we took off, and I was sure that this was just a precautionary move, and we'd be back in an hour or two.
He thought he would be able to go back and protect his home.
And so I dropped my wife off at my daughter's house and came back, and when I came back, my house was gone. I'd been gone a little over an hour, and it went from a perfectly beautiful home to something like that in an hour. I was able to get in the back. We had a back garage, and I was able to push one of my old cars out. But the fire in the garage was really going, and so I didn't. There's another one that was in there. I wasn't able to get to it and get it out. But right now, it's just raw nerves.
He said he and his wife, in their 70s, they don't want to rebuild. Insurance will be covering the fire damage, but he has no idea where they're going to go or live from here on out. In Camarillo, I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
More than a dozen schools and school districts in Ventura County closed today. Some of them going to be closed tomorrow because of the dangerous air quality from the fire. That smoke can cause a range of health issues like asthma attacks, bronchitis, other respiratory symptoms. And it doesn't just affect people with pre-existing conditions, but this is affecting healthy people too. Santa Ana winds can carry these particles over a very wide area. Air purifiers are recommended if you don't have an air conditioner. If you do have AC, you want to make sure that when it's on, that the vent is closed. Malibu deactivating its emergency operations center. The Santa Ana winds are dying down. The fire conditions are getting better, but the fire danger is not gone. So the city will keep an eye on the situation. They will reactivate the EOC if it's needed. SoCal Edison power shutoffs continue in central and western Malibu. More outages could still happen, but work can begin getting the power back on with the wind easing up. PCH and Canyon roads are open. Topanga Canyon is still closed to non-residents. Most traffic signals are functioning. And a brush fire burned close to 100 acres south of Pyramid Lake in the high winds, but there were no injuries or damage to buildings. The good news is now 20% contained. LAFD says firefighters responded a little after noon today. They're calling it the Frenchman Fire because it is near the Frenchman Flat area. Southern California Edison says, as I mentioned a minute ago, with the winds dying down and this evening, work can begin to turn electricity back on for the people who had it shut off because of the wildfire risk.
So this means our crews, they physically go out and they inspect the lines to determine it's safe to restore service. And once a circuit is cleared for inspection, the restoration times may take up to 8 hours.
Edison spokesperson Diane Castro there says each circuit is different, so the exact time to restore the power can vary from place to place. Right now, close to 35,000 customers are in the dark because of public safety power shutoffs. Edison says when customers are about to lose electricity under this program, Edison will notify them to give them some time to plan. The Mountain Fire in Ventura County, an example of how firefighting strategies have changed. That's coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review. And as we've been telling you, dozens of homes destroyed in the Mountain wildfire in the Camarillo area. One estimate is more than 50 homes are burned to the ground. So what is the situation with insurance for people who have lost their homes? Joining us now live is LA insurance broker and industry expert Carl Sussman. Carl, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Rob. It's good to be here.
So with the insurance problems that we have in California, with some of the insurance companies pulling out, some of them saying we can't cover these homes in fire areas, what would the average policy for those who have lost their homes in this fire cover?
Well, this is the type of fire, and these are the types of fires that the industry's been concerned about. So this is sort of everyone's worst nightmare starting to come true. As far as existing people that have policies that have had losses, and I believe you said there's over 50 homes so far, the first thing they're going to want to do is reach out to their carriers to let them know they have had a loss. Sometimes people assume if they're in an area that the carriers will know. They don't. So reaching out to the carrier to find out exactly what it is that they have coverage for, what their limits are, is the first step to finding out how much they're going to look to be able to get paid right away.
If the insurance companies start paying out some of these policies here for these people, because we have talked to some who say they do have insurance coverage, will paying out these policies make the situation worse for some of these companies who are thinking about leaving California?
Well, we hope not. We hope that the new regulations that the Department of Insurance is putting forward, the sustainable insurance strategy, is going to address some of these issues. And people that have policies that have had losses, it's a horrible situation, but they know firsthand how important it is to have coverage and to not be in a situation where they can't obtain coverage regardless of where it is that they live.
And what do you tell people who have a home in an area, maybe they don't have the financial ability to move just yet, but they can't get coverage because they are in a fire zone. What would you tell them to do?
We tell everybody the same thing, and I don't think that I give different advice to people that are in a higher than average fire area or anybody else, and that's do whatever you can to protect your home and to make it less likely to burn. There are a ton of resources that you can go to now that will give you ideas of things you can do to really protect your house. They call it home hardening, and the insurance industry is actually going to be offering some pretty significant discounts for people that do these things to make their home less likely to burn. Remember, everyone's on the same page. We don't want our homes to burn. The carriers don't want the homes to burn. So I think we're going to be finding out lots of new ways that we can protect our homes for when the fire might be coming closer to us.
All right. Sounds like good advice. Thank you so much. LA insurance broker and industry expert Carl Sussman, thanks for talking to us today.
Thanks, Rob.
Well, the LA City Council will take up Jim McDonald's appointment as the next LAPD chief tomorrow morning. Now, the last chief, Michael Moore, recall, retired 8 months ago. Mayor Bass nominated McDonald last month. Interim Chief Dominic Choi is expected to step down and become one of three assistant chiefs. McDonald, if he's approved, would be taking over the third largest law enforcement agency in the nation. And there are some significant security issues coming up the next few years. The Olympics got a Super Bowl and the World Cup. One of two men from L.A. who committed a string of robberies over 10 days has been sentenced to more than 9 years in prison. The judge also ordered Anthony Flores to pay back more than $10,000 in restitution. The men robbed BevMo stores throughout the area, and they sometimes threatened employees with violence. Then they would sell the liquor on Instagram. And they were caught after leading police on a freeway chase in rush hour traffic before crashing a stolen car into a tree back in June. We will have much more on the Mountain Fire in Ventura County, which has destroyed more than 50 homes. More nonstop news at 5. But first, the mountain fire burning in Ventura County, threatening homes in the Santa Paula area, already destroyed dozens of them in nearby Camarillo Heights after starting yesterday morning in Somas. That fire spread really fast because of these high winds. It's now burned more than 20,000 acres, more than 30 square miles. Firefighters still trying to get containment. Chad Hansen is a fire ecologist with the John Muir Project.
My concern in fires like this is always first and foremost with the communities and public safety. And that's where our focus needs to be. I'm really glad to see the firefighting forces very explicitly prioritizing life safety and structure defense, which is the way it should be. And so, you know, that's a very, very positive development. We're seeing that in more and more recent fires. But, you know, that's always the first thought is, you know, how is this impacting homes and lives?
Hansen says it was not that long ago that firefighters focused more on trying to stop wildfires from spreading.
And it was kind of based on this, you know, kind of mid 20th century bravado that we can stop all the fires. And that's just not true. We can't stop the fires any more than we can stop a hurricane. Wildfire is a weather event fundamentally, you know, first and foremost, and it's driven by winds as well as hot, dry conditions. And so, you know, if you have those conditions, and especially if you have to have the wind, you know, you're not going to stop the fire. The fire is going to move because you can't fight the wind. And so I think there's a greater recognition of that wildfires are weather and climate events, and it's not about vegetation management. You know, that's the big fallacy. And that's the problem, is that while firefighting forces are shifting more and more in the right direction, policymakers, not so much. They're still focused on, you know, these big vegetation removal and vegetation management projects out in wildlands. And that's not helping, because oftentimes it makes the fire spread faster toward towns and gives first responders less time to help people safely evacuate.
And he explains why thinning out these forests and hillsides can do more harm than good.
People kind of make the assumption that if you have a really, really dense vegetation, whether it's really dense chaparral or really dense forest, that the fire is going to move faster because there's more fuel. But it doesn't work that way. There's actually more things blocking the fire. And most of that vegetation can't really get consumed. And so it doesn't contribute to the fire. What does move fire fast is grass. And so what's happening is we are, through our current policies, state and federal, we're removing, at taxpayer expense, enormous amounts of native vegetation that doesn't burn as readily, chaparral, trees, et cetera. And what happens is it's being replaced by invasive grasses, which spread flames very quickly and grow back very quickly. And that's actually putting communities at pretty serious risk, not just because we're diverting scarce resources away from home hardening, defensible space, pruning around homes, and evacuation assistance, but because it's causing the fires to actually spread more quickly toward the towns.
And he says homeowners can work on making their home fire resistant by doing stuff like replacing wire mesh vents and making sure dry pine needles and leaves are not hanging out there on the roof. 521, your money. Here's Bloomberg's Tom Busby.
Home prices are at all-time highs. Mortgage rates back near 7%, putting ownership out of reach for many Americans. And a new survey by Fannie Mae, the government-backed mortgage guarantor, finds the share of people who say they would rent instead of buy if they were going to move was the highest ever, up a record 36%, up 10 points in just 3 years. Now that inflation is under control, just a fraction above the Federal Reserve's target of 2%, central bank policymakers today, as expected, lowered benchmark interest rates for the second meeting straight, down 0.25%. That sent most stocks soaring. The Dow ended just under a point lower. The Nasdaq, though, up 286, 1.5% higher to a new record high. The Nasdaq up 44, also at a new high. Jeep sales are down, so its parent company Stellantis laying off 1,100 workers at a Jeep plant in Toledo, Ohio. And the bankrupt discount furniture and appliance retailer American Freight has begun store closing sales at all of its 328 locations. I'm Bloomberg's Tom Busby, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
And that's your nonstop news at 5 for Thursday, November 7th, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON 40333 for a free case review.